AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
The truth is hard to come by these days unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us this morning. Davis! Davis?
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
No, wrong race.
No.
Wrong race.
Different
yeah.
one?
Different, yeah. Different altogether. Different cars, even. Yeah.
Well, let's learn together, shall
okay.
we?
Okay. Well, you know, it is race week in Indianapolis. The Indy yes. 500 is going to be run on Sunday. Qualifyings were crazy. It could be the fastest ever race at Indianapolis Speedway.
Wow.
Scott Dixon is on the pole and qualified with an average speed run just over 234 miles per hour. 234 miles per hour in an open-wheeled race car. It's unbelievable. Crazy. When Dixon finishes the race, he hopes one of the first people that he sees is Indiana dairyman Tim Haines, because if he sees Tim, that will mean that Dixon has won the 2022 Indy 500. Let's bring in the veteran milkman, Tim Haines, right now. Tim, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. And I should say welcome back, shouldn't I, Tim? You were the rookie a year ago.
Yes, I was a rookie last year and had the opportunity of giving the milk to the car owner and the head mechanic.
Yeah, very good. But this year, you'll be right there in the winner's circle, right?
That's correct. I'll be giving it to the winning driver this year.
All right. All right. Hey, let's bring in this year's rookie milkman as well. That's Kerry Estes, another dairy producer there in Indiana. Kerry, welcome to AgriTalk.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Exciting times.
Yeah. I mean, what a fun event. Tim, of course, it's a huge weekend for you, but how has been the week leading up to it?
Well, even the whole month. I mean, we've been doing a lot of interviews. You guys are great, you know, in working with us on putting this word out, and we appreciate that. But, you know, you think you're ready for this, but as every time you do an interview or as you get closer, it gets more exciting. And, you know, and then race day, of course, with the crowd, the whole crowd there this year, it's going to be unbelievable.
Right. So how did this happen, Tim? How did Tim Haines become the guy that will deliver the milk on Sunday?
Well, I was lucky enough here, I guess, 4 years ago to be asked. I was supposed to give it out the year of the pandemic. That yep. didn't happen. So then last year was my first one. But now we have a process where a dairy farmer can fill out a form and ask to be picked to be have this position.
Right. And it's part of being the tradition that is the Indy 500. But Tim, it's also a heck of an opportunity
oh, yeah.
to put dairy on display in front of a lot of people, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to showcase, you know, the 750 dairy farm families in Indiana and show their hard work. You know, they work 24/7, 365 days a year. They wouldn't have it any different, but, you know, the opportunity to show the work that goes into that, producing that most perfect food, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tim, now correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think I remember from the conversation a year ago that you've got a very modern dairy setup, a very robotic centered dairy, correct?
That's correct. I mean, we're a fifth generation family, but we built this barn just 5 years ago, you know, getting ready to transition into the next generation and keep them on the farm. But yeah, robotic milkers, robotic feed pushers, just so much stuff that, you know, sustainability is such a big word out there now with everybody. And this helps us do all that stuff to, you know, make it sustainable, keep the cows comfortable. It's all about cow comfort, and things like that. So yeah, I mean, it's amazing the information you can get back from this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic. And really your cows are working on free choice, just about everything, when they're going to eat, when they're going to milk, when they're going to loaf. It's free choice, everything, yep. Isn't it?
It pretty much is. I mean, the robots controlled a little bit. I mean, depending on how much milk they're getting, but they can go in there whenever they want. If it's time to get milk, they get milk. They can go eat whenever they want. They can lay down. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much up to the cow. And you know, we joke about it. Our cows lay on sand, so it's like laying on the beach. You know, we have automatic curtains that go up and down to help maintain the temperature. All these things, and fans that kick on if it starts getting too warm. So it's all about the cows.
It is designed for cow comfort, Tim, isn't it? It really is. That is amazing. It is amazing. Kerry Estes, the rookie milkman. What's going to be your job on Sunday?
So my job is, first of all, I got to learn from Tim. You know, I got to see that handoff between dairy farmer and driver. But then secondly, I give milk to the winning team owner as well as the chief mechanic. So I've got to, in all the excitement and all the people there at Victory Circle, I've got to find those individuals and make sure I congratulate them and give them absolutely the what's been voted as the coolest trophy in sports.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Kerry, what's it mean to you to be part of this tradition at the Indy?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot because I get to represent dairy farmers. You know, I'm a first generation farmer. I didn't grow up on a dairy farm, and my wife and I made a decision that we wanted to raise our family on a farm, and we got into this. I mean, it really shouldn't have happened, but God kind of opened the doors and allowed it to happen. And it's been a wonderful thing for our family. I always looked up to dairy farmers. I just thought they were the salt of the earth. And for me now to be able to represent them and give our best, I mean, for what goes into producing milk is incredible. The amount of commitment and time, pursuit of quality and excellence. And so we're giving that driver, in Tim's case, or in my case, the team owner and mechanic, we're giving the best we have the best we have to offer. And I couldn't be more proud to represent them.
Yeah. Kerry, I don't think it's a surprise that you used the term hand off that glass of milk, because you're involved in the high school football team, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. I am blessed to be able to coach at New Palestine High School. I'm the freshman football coach and an assistant, I guess, varsity assistant, more of the freshman coach, I guess. But it's really been fun with my players and other coaches who are also very excited about this and being able to. New Pal is not a very big spot on the map. And while we've got a really good football program, we've got an incredible high school coach, it's fun to represent them as well.
Very cool. Very
Tim,
cool.
Tim, I might like to hop in here. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but I'm intrigued by your automated system over there. I had read, I don't know, 2-3 years ago maybe, about some experiments being done over in England where they were using RFID chips to sort of keep track of the movements of these cattle, of their nutritional intake and their schedules and all that sort of stuff. Is that the kind of thing that you're talking about, or how does this all work?
Yeah, that is part of the system. Mm-hmm. Basically, the tag around the cow's neck, when they walk in to get milk, that identifies who they are. But it also does, it helps check rumination, and it also checks mobility. So we know, the computer will tell us before we know it's a cow being sick.
Right.
By the way, if she's off eating, if she's not moving like she's supposed to, it also, you know, if they're moving more, you know, that may be a sign that they're coming in heat to be bred. So this tags will. That's why I said that you get so much information from this, you don't know how to really use it all.
Yeah, yeah. Just because it's robotic doesn't mean that the work is automatic. It takes a lot of analysis of the data that's coming in, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, we spend about as much time, not quite, but, you know, doing different things, and we got flexibility. I mean, cows are, you know, they want to be things done the same time every day.
Yep.
And, you know, this lets it be done that way, but it gives us some flexibility of when we have to be there.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, Tim, have a great day on Sunday there in the Winter Circle. And Carrie, this is just year one for you of what is a 2-year experience. So soak it all in, guys. Soak it all in. I do have one last question. I do have one last question for the both of you.
Yep.
And I think you know what that question is going to be. So if you can, go ahead and answer it together. What do winners drink?
Winners drink milk.
Absolutely. Milk. Well done, fellas. Have a great time.
Hey,
great
thank
time
you.
This weekend. All right.
We will.
All right. That's the veteran milkman, Tim Haynes, and rookie milkman, Carrie Estes.